Right, any others? We can't do this all service though, so make this the last one. Okay, I'm going to show you some presents this morning. I'm going to show you three presents. You have to look out for them. I'll eat that chocolate in a second. Three presents. This is present number one. This is my greatest ever Christmas present, okay? Look at these. Look at this. This is Chronicles of Narnia bookends. These are like one of a kind. These are like irreplaceable, okay? My treasured possession, these are. These are my treasured possession. That's Aslan there. I would run into a burning building for these. They take pride of place in our lounge. I love them so much. Favorite ever Christmas present, these are. Mary got these for me one Christmas. I was very, very excited. I'm out of breath. Now, these are amazing. I'm well aware, though, that not all presents are as good as these and as good as the things that you've been showing me this morning. Not all presents are as good as that, unfortunately. I have to bring it up. Sometimes we get a little bit disappointed with our presents. I have to be careful. It's Christmas morning. I'm not going to ask any of the kids this, but any adults know what I'm talking about? Any adults got any times they were disappointed with their presents? Anyone got any? God, we've got one over here. It's Christmas. We're going to try and keep it light, okay? So have we got any good stories? Yeah, why were you disappointed with your presents?
Yeah, I think all the things, pretty much bar one, I took back to the shops from my husband.
And who were they from? Oh, from Jules.
Yeah, okay. He had a bad year.
any other disappointing presents anyone can think of? Yeah, we have got some. Yeah, great.
When I was about 12, an old aunt bought me a baby hat.
My mother bought me a Disco King sweatshirt when I was about 10.
Is that bad?
Would you wear a Disco King sweatshirt? No.
Any other disappointing presents? We've got nearly as many as good presents. Yeah, here we go.
I was given a pink kettle.
A pink kettle?
Pink kettle.
Do you use it?
No.
Oh. Okay, disappointing. But now, my mum got a disappointing present one year. I'm gonna show you a bit like what it was. She got given a box that was bigger than this. It was a massive box. This is just an example, just to show you. She was really excited because the bigger the box, the more excited you are. For some reason, if you get a big present, that's the most exciting present, isn't it? The big one. So she gets a big present. She's dead excited. So she starts opening. She's like, oh, what have I got this Christmas? Look at this. And she opens. Oh, it's a laptop. Amazing, it's a laptop. That's incredible. Now, she didn't get a laptop. She got something equally as exciting, equally as good. And she thought, well, I'm just going to get straight into it. I'm going to open it. I'm going to see what's in there. I'm going to start playing with it. Because the sign of a good present is when the person just wants to open it straight away, isn't it? They go, I just want to play with it. Forget the other present. I'm going to play with this one. Let's dive in. So she opens it. She goes, oh, let's have a look. Oh. Well. How about we sing again, and I'll show you what's in the box. Let's sing another song. The second song, Hark the Herald. Let's stand and sing, Hark the Herald, Angels Sing. Right, so she's got a present. She's dead excited about it. It's worth a lot of money, this. She opens it. She looks inside, and it's just another box. It's just another box. And she's like, well, it's a laptop on the outside. I thought it was going to be a laptop. Open it. The person's not here there, by the way. They didn't see this reaction. They're going, I thought I was getting a laptop because I was dead excited. And there's just another box inside. By the way, this is not the box she found. The box she found was a sewing box. Thankfully, she likes sewing. But if that's me, I'd be disappointed. Because I thought I was getting a laptop. And inside's a sewing box. It turns out the person wrapping it just wanted another box to put it in. To keep it safe. So like they found this box of this amazing gift and put it in there, not thinking that the person would think they were getting a laptop. And it's a sewing box. I would be so disappointed. Now, she obviously said, you know, she wasn't disappointed, but I would be. I'd be so disappointed if I got a sewing box instead of a laptop. That's disappointing, isn't it? When you expect something to be really, really good, and then you take a close look at it, and it's not quite as good as you thought it was going to be. You expect something to be amazing, turns out to be not quite so good after all. Okay, that's present number two. Present number one, my treasured possession. I love this so much. I was dead nervous about bringing it into church. I thought I might break it. Present number one, treasure possession. Present number two, well, that's when you get something and you're a little bit disappointed by it. Present number two is disappointing. That's present number two, disappointing. Present number three, okay, you ready? Present number three. This down here, this is an LOL surprise. You seen these before? This is normally they're like little girls figures. This is a pet. It's a pet LOL surprise. So if you've got any of the girl figures, you can get a pet for your little girl LOL surprise. Apparently these are quite popular at the moment. These are a popular present this year. They're highly collectible, and I guess they must be fun or something. There must be something that people buy them for. So these are highly collectible. And I saw this one. You know what I thought straight away? Patrick Bryan, that's what I thought straight away. I thought, well, you know what? He might not want it himself. If he does, I'm not going to judge him if he wants it. But you've got. You could give this away to one of your children, right? Pete would love this. You get him an LOL surprise.
You know, it's actually our daughter didn't say she had any presents today, so that would be perfect.
This, she could show everyone this. This would be exciting. LOL surprise, okay? Now, I know it's Christmas, but I can't afford just to give this out for free, unfortunately. So I was thinking, Patrick, how much would you...
Yeah, I'll have a wee look.
How much would you give me for this?
20.
Oh, yes. All right, I was definitely expecting lower than that. But that's great. Come out here. It's highly collectible. You're going to be getting a good... You're going to be getting a good deal with this.
Fantastic.
You're going to be getting Fantastic. A... Do you want to look at it first? Oh. Hang on. You can still have it. Do you still want it?
It's broken, Josh.
No, it's fine. It's highly collectible. Just put it back together. Look. There you go. I'll take the 20. Five?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, are you sure?
I can't give that to my daughter. It's broken. It's rubbish.
Yeah, she's shaking her head. She doesn't want it. That's really disappointing. It's broken. That's rubbish. That's really rubbish. I mean, I think this is worse. I think this is worse than a disappointing present. Because that one you didn't want. Imagine if you get a present and you really wanted it, and you look, it was actually something you did like, but it turned out to be broken. That's happened to me. I've had a few presents. I had one which I opened, and it was left outside, and it was soaking wet, and I couldn't use it. I was upset about that. I got another one which I opened and the thing was smashed inside. That's disappointing, isn't it? When you get a broken present. It's something you would get excited about. And it turned out to be broken. That's present number three, okay? A broken present. There are three presents. Present one, present two, present three. Now, those last two scenarios, they're not great, are they? They're pretty disappointing. A present that you didn't really like and a present that you did like but was broken. They're disappointing. Right, we're going to sing again our third song. And I just want to remind you, during this song, we will be taking the offering. The bags are going to be coming round. So let's stand and sing together From the Squalor. Should we just pray for some of these things that we've been talking about, some of these charities, and for ourselves as well? Let's just pray. Father, I just want to bring before you those in this city who are sleeping on the streets tonight, those who are in temporary accommodation, those who are in unsuitable accommodation, and all those that the bridge are going to be working with. I just want to pray for them, pray for the bridge too, the charity, the work that they do in our city. Thank you for the staff and the volunteers who are working hard to aid some of the most vulnerable people in Leicester. Thank you that these people have a passion to give the homeless a home. Father, I want to pray too for the people of Yemen. Thank you for the work that Tearfund and others are doing in the area. And we just pray that the aid that's needed will reach those who are most vulnerable there as well. We want to pray for protection and safety for the people of that country and for all those who are going out there bringing aid. Father, thank you that you care for these people, that you care for all people. Thank you that you love Leicester and you love Yemen and you love this whole world. I want to pray that ultimately the work of Tearfund and the bridge will be showing a glimpse of the love that you love to all people. Father, I just pray that through the work of of these people and others, that you may be glorified and that your name will be made known to all the world. We just sang some amazing stuff in that song. Death defeated by Emmanuel, by Jesus, by God made man. Father, thank you for that amazing truth this morning. Amen. Amen. I'm just gonna read a passage from the Bible. Well, I'm just gonna say it. It's only six words, okay? So it's not too difficult to remember. It's from 1 Corinthians, and it says it twice in there. You were bought at a price. That's an interesting verse, isn't it? You were bought at a price. It's interesting. Now, the thing about these LOL surprise things is the clues in the name, they're a surprise. You pay money for them. You don't know what you're going to get. There could be any number of creatures inside this. You don't know until you open it. You pay a price, you pay a cost, and then you open it, and you say, what did my money get me? And then you'll either be excited because it'll be a really good one, or you'll be disappointed because you've already got five of them, basically. They're a surprise. So you pay your money. Let's see what my money got me, all right? Now, the Bible says that God paid a price, that God gave up a cost, that he spent something. And this is what God spent this Christmas. You ready? This is how much God spent at Christmas. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. For God so loved the world that he gave his son. That was the price. That was the cost that God spent. He gave his son a massive price, a massive cost. So let's see what his money got him. What did he get him? What did God get for that amazing price? Well, you guys. Us. Me. Now, that's an incredible truth. From my point of view, that's mind-blowing. It's amazing that God would love us so much that he gave his son so that we could become his children. The God of the whole universe loves us. That is an amazing truth this morning. But I just want to think maybe from God's point of view. Right? Let's think of it from God's point of view. This is what he gave. This is what it cost him. Jesus. The perfect man. The man that only ever did good. He made good decisions at every opportunity. He was perfect. He created the universe. He flung the stars into space. He keeps it all going. Jesus. That is what it cost him. And this is what he gets? Me. I mean, I'm sorry, but I would be disappointed with that exchange. That's not fair. That's not a good deal. That's a terrible deal. That is so disappointing. I'm nowhere near as good as Jesus. I'm not perfect. I'm not good. And the thing is that God knows everything I've ever done. He sees me. He knows everything. So what he sees is a person that's not lived perfectly, not done good at every opportunity. And actually, if he really looks at me, he'll see that I'm actually a little bit broken. I'm broken. I'm disappointing. And he gave so much, and what he got was me. I'm sorry, but if I was God, I'd be disappointed with that deal. That's a bad deal, isn't it? Disappointing. Well, let's see what God thinks about this deal. Let's see what God has to say about what he gave up and what he received. He looks at Jesus, he looks at what it cost him, and he looks at you lot. And this is how he reacts. This is what the Bible says. This is in Luke 15. Okay, you ready? I'm going to read out a little bit of a story. I've changed a couple of the words, but the meaning is the same. In this story, God's the Father, you're a son. This is what it says. But while he was still a long way off, the Father, God, sees you, his son, that he gave up everything for. And this is what he does. Is he disappointed? Does he just see a broken person? He's filled with compassion. He runs to you, throws his arms around you, and kisses you. And then we turn to God saying, hang on, God, I'm not worthy of being called your son. And God, the Father, says, bring our best robe, bring sandals for his feet, put a ring on his finger. Let's kill a fattened calf. Let's have a feast. Let's celebrate. That's what God thinks when he sees what he gets. He celebrates because he's got you. That's amazing. That's the most amazing thing. You have to get this bit. If you put your trust in God, when you accept Jesus and what Jesus has done for you, then when God looks at you, when he sees you as you really are, and he sees everything, and I mean everything, he looks at you and he's not disappointed. He's not disappointed with what he gets. And I know this for a fact. Do you want to know how I know? I know this for a fact. Because unlike the LOL surprise toy and Patrick, when he saw what he was getting, he didn't want to pay anymore. He was disappointed by it. It's broken. I don't want it. He saw what it was, and so he didn't pay for it. But God paid that price after he saw what you were like. After he saw you. He saw you, he saw everything about you, and he said, you know what, yes, I still want to pay that price. I still want to give my son for you. That's incredible, isn't it? So a verse in the Bible from Romans says this, God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Wow. Even though maybe we think we're disappointing or we might think we're broken, God doesn't. He looks at us and he says, yeah, I'm going to pay the price for them. These three presents that I've shown you this morning, present one, present two, present three, I wonder what you think God thinks of you. When you think about God, what do you think he thinks about you? Maybe you think that he just thinks you'd be probably broken. Maybe you think that he thinks you're disappointing. But you know what he thinks? Out of these three presents, when he looks at you, because of Jesus, because of what Jesus has done, God looks at you and he thinks, treasured possession. They are my treasured possession. That's amazing, isn't it? That's what God thinks about us. Now this is my treasured possession. What did I say about this? I said I would run into a burning building for that. What do you think God would do for you? Oh, he would do so much more for you. He would die for you. You're his treasured possession. That is great news this morning. That's what Christmas is all about, isn't it? Now, I sincerely hope that no one is disappointed by their presents this afternoon, after lunch, when you sit down to finally open them. I hope no one's disappointed. But what I hope more than anything else is that this morning you know that when God looks at you, he's not disappointed. He does not see something broken. He sees you as his treasured possession because he loves you. It's great news for all the world. Let's finish by singing our final song, song number 4, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Let's stand and sing.